joining us on KNBR 680. He's a second baseman, and you look for good stories of spring training. And let me tell you, Charlie Culberson, every time he comes in a game, I see a good defensive play. He's got a good bat and has really put himself on the radar of the San Francisco Giants. He's really a minor leaguer right now, but I'm telling you, he's opened some eyes. Charlie, nice to have you on the show. First of all, a little bit of your background. Just for you personally, growing up, you're a high school draftee of the Giants. What was baseball like for you as a kid?
A lot of fun. I started when I was five. I always had baseball in my life. My dad played pro ball. My uncle Calvin played pro ball, too, up to AAA. And obviously, we were just talking about Leon Culberson and on my dad's side of the family, and my mom's was the Sisler, so baseball's been kind of running through my blood for a long time. And my dad was always my coach and always had fun playing, traveling, meeting people and stuff, so it's always been a good time and just something different to do when I was younger, and I just started loving the game more and more, and here I am today having a lot of fun. Can't complain.
Oh, boy, when you're passionate for anything, you become a better person, and you're obviously passionate for baseball. For the fans who don't know, Leon Culberson, a very famous name of Boston Red Sox history, part of the outfield with the Red Sox when Enos Slaughter made his mad dash for home in the 1946 World Series for the St. Louis Cardinals. And then your dad, a draftee of the San Francisco Giants, and played 5 years in the minor leagues and won a batting title in the Florida State League. And on your mother's side, the Sislers, George Sisler, one of the greatest hitters in Major League history, and his boys, Dick Sisler from the Phillies, big home run, 1950, put the Whiz Kids into the World Series. I'm going to tell you all this stuff. And Dave Sisler was a pitcher as well. So I like the bloodlines of baseball. But you've really jumped ahead. And I didn't get to see a lot of you in the Fall League because of the extended season of the Giants and the parade and all that. But you had a heck of a Arizona Fall League this year.
Yeah, it went really well. At first, when I got the call from Bobby Evans, I mean, I was just really excited going to the Fall League because previous years I'd come to the games when I was in the instructional league and seeing all these great players now. I remember seeing like Longoria out here, and the year before Posey and Strasburg. It's like some of the best go to the Fall League. So I was an A-ball player in San Jose, and getting that call to go and play, I was just excited. And one thing led to another, started hitting and playing well, and made it to that Rising Stars game, and it just went really well, and I had a great time. Good group of guys here, good coaching, and had a lot of fun. We ended up winning another championship, too, so you can't complain there.
No, I got here for the last game, and I saw the last game, and you had a big game that game.
Well, the last game, the championship game, that was probably my worst one, but we ended up winning, so if we would have lost, that would have been kind of bad because I didn't really do so hot that game, but that's baseball, you know. Had the other guys kind of pick me up, and we ended up winning, so.
Yeah, I remember it, but you did win. I'm calling it a good game.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah,
come on, you won.
We won. We're getting a ring for it, so, yeah, we had a dog pile and all, so it was a good game in the end, yeah.
Well, I like watching you in the field. You have a lot of range at second base. Describe yourself to me as a ball player, defensively and offensively.
I just try to get better. I mean, I always loved fielding, and I used to play shortstop, so I kind of took that kind of personal, and trying to get better out here with some of the big league guys and learning from them. And I mean, I'm at big league camp this year, my first time, and I'm not really going to take it for granted. Not many guys say they've been to big league camp, and if this is my only time, so be it, but I'm trying to make it a lot more, and just trying to somewhat make a name for myself, have fun, give it my all. I mean, I try to be one of the best and just trying to open up some eyes and have fun. I mean, if things happen for good or bad, just give it my all and leave the field saying I gave it my all that day. And things that excite me is going out there hustling and making some plays and make things happen. And if I don't do it with the bat, hopefully I do it with a glove and vice versa. Just try to leave the field happy and know that I had a fun day at the ballpark.
Boy, what a great story. And you're doing it. Let me tell you, you're doing it offensively and defensively. Offensively, what's your philosophy as a hitter? What do you like to do? Do you like to get deep in the count? Do you like to hit top of the order? What's happened in your career so far?
As long as I can stay in the lineup, that's good with me. But more so to the top of the lineup, I mean, kind of helps out when you have some guys. Like last year, I was hitting either in front of Brandon Belt or behind him, which kind of helps out. I mean, he had a great year. little protection there. But when I go well, when I'm doing good, I tend to hit early in the count. When they're throwing fastballs up there, I'm seeing the ball good, I'm hitting it. But, I mean, a lot of times coaches will like to say, hey, work the count, see some pitches. If it's a new guy, work the count a little bit, see what they got. And if you haven't seen them before, it's not probably the best thing to go out there and swing first pitch. But if you're seeing the ball well, just kind of go with it. I mean, like I said, if you're doing well, just hit the ball. Don't start taking pitches. But just try to relax as much as I can. Don't try to do too much. I've heard a lot of guys and even myself, I've done it before, just go out there and try to do things you don't usually do. So just kind of stay within yourself, have fun, relax, stick to your game plan, and don't get outside of that game plan. Just stay with it and go with the flow.
So what's it like being in big league camp? And, of course, you're in this big league clubhouse. Willie Mays walks around. You haven't seen anything yet. Wait till the month starts unfolding a little more and Gaylord Perry comes down and Marichal and people like that. You're going to see something special down here. But what's it like being in big league camp?
I'm being fortunate enough to be with the Giants. They bring those guys down to minor league camp previous years, Marichal and Gaylord and Willie and Cepeda, see all those guys talk and like 5 feet in front of me. It's definitely something special. McCovey, so you can't really beat it. And the Giants do a great job with keeping guys like that around, and it just kind of helps the younger players. And definitely being at big league camp, you can't really beat that. You're at the top. I'm not on the big league team yet, but hopefully one day, and just getting a taste of it at camp is awesome. I mean, before the spring, I came up to one game a couple of years ago during spring training for minor league camp and had a blast. It was nothing like it. So this is where you want to be, being next to some guys in the clubhouse. Torres, a couple down from me, DeRosa, Rowan, Huff, Burrell, all those guys are over in my corner. So it's neat being around all these guys and just kind of interacting with them, talking to them, learning from them, joking around with them, and seeing how they go about their business. And it's just neat. One day you see them on TV playing, and it's like, man, this is pretty cool. And then I'm with them. So you definitely can't beat it. Big league camp, that big league in there kind of tells it all. That's where I want to be, and that's where I'm at right now. So I'm having a blast.
Boy, nice story. Charlie Culberson with us. Fans, believe me, you're going to see a lot of Brandon Belt, and Charlie Culberson's going to be right with him. Believe me. All right. Looking at where you are kind of as a player, I mean, you've jumped ahead so nicely. What kind of a fan of, and I know you're a baseball fan with the bloodlines we talked about with Leon Culberson and the Sisslers in your background. Who did you root for as a kid growing up?
Well, my mom was originally born in California but grew up in Seattle, Washington. So her parents lived up there right outside of Seattle. So we would always go up there, me, her, my sister, and my dad, a couple times during the year. Well, going to Seattle a lot. I grew up watching King Griffey and A-Rod and a bunch of those guys, Edgar Martinez. So I was kind of a Mariners fan for because that was during the summer, during the year. And obviously living close to Atlanta, an hour away, growing up kind of a Braves fan. So really those two teams I kind of grew up watching, and being from Georgia, kind of leaning towards the Braves, and traveling up to Seattle, kind of leaning towards them. But the Giants are always there too, since my dad got to play for them. And when he played with Charlie Hayes, Will Clark, played for Wendell Kim. So yeah, I mean those three teams kind of, I mean, I was a Giants fan too. And definitely a great feeling that he was drafted by them, and I was too. So I guess you really can't beat that.
Come on, this is a ball player. I'm expecting during the interview to go slide and get dirty here. Yeah. You're a ball player. You got to go to Fenway Park, as we said earlier. Leon Culberson, part of the family on your dad's side, a cousin of your grandfather. You got to meet Johnny Pesky, the very famous Johnny Pesky. They took you to Fenway Park. Man, that must have been something.
Yeah, well, when I was 16, I played with the travel team out of Atlanta, and one of the players I played with, his dad was Scott Fletcher, who's with, I think he's roving with the Rockies yesterday, or now, but I saw him yesterday. He played probably 15 years in the big leagues. Well, he played with Boston, so we went up there to a game. he got us on the field during BP and stuff, and we got to walk around, tour Fenway, so that was definitely pretty neat. Well, as we're walking around, we get to left field, Francona comes over, and then Pesky comes right over with him. So I was sitting there with my dad, and my dad's like, hey, you need to kind of introduce yourself to Pesky and tell him who you are and stuff. So me and my dad go talk to Johnny Pesky for a little bit. Well, here I am, 16 years old. I'm kind of a small guy. I'm probably 5'7", 5'8". Pesky's shorter than I am. He's a small guy, but definitely pretty neat. And they named that Pesky Pole after him. But he was just an energetic guy, real fun to talk to, and just awesome to kind of meet a person like him and be able to talk to him and have some sort of relation with him in a sense. So it was pretty sweet.
So what did he say about Leon Culberson? He must have said something.
I mean, that was a while ago. I mean, I don't really remember much, but I honestly can't really remember what he said, but I think I was in too much awe being beside him and being in Fenway, on the field. I guess I really don't remember much. Just remember talking to Johnny Pesky right in front of me in a Red Sox uniform, so it was pretty neat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'll fill you in on the details of Leon Culberson. Don't worry. Nice to have you on the show. I appreciate it. And for the fans back in the Bay Area, Charlie Culberson is on the map, folks. I want to tell you, he's coming here pretty quickly. Charlie, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.